Proclamation number 8738, dated the January 28, 1964. What kind of prayer will be granted? I am available to you whenever you call for me. Every heartfelt, pleading thought gets through to me. Every sound the heart utters is heard by me, and I will always turn towards you. For the child's voice penetrates and will always reach the father's ear. And then I will be ready at all times to help if you need it, or I will provide you with spiritual strength if you ask for it. I draw close to you and listen to your plea, because I rejoice in pleasing my living creations, in providing my children with what they need and request from me. No call to me in spirit and in truth will ever go unheeded and remain unanswered. Every heartfelt prayer to me will benefit you, and your souls will mature. Your call to me should not just be a mere empty prayer. And precisely this requirement is often lacking, for people were taught a kind of prayer that will never be able to penetrate my ear. They often pray together, reciting words they were taught and which never express the feelings of their hearts, but which are and remain empty words that had better remained unspoken. A heartfelt prayer has to rise up to me from the heart and must be the result of an intimate union with me, so that the child will then speak with me as with its father. And even if it only stammers without using well-formulated words, I will nevertheless understand this stammering and value it as a child's loving call to the Father, and I will listen and respond to it. A prayer to me is a bridge you can cross any time, yet this path is rarely taken, because prayer has become a mere formality, a recital of words whose meaning are not considered and which usually also obstruct deep devotion, heartfelt thoughts, of me. Thereby the human being deprives himself of a great blessing, because he does not utilize the strength of prayer, since no strength can flow to him if he does not make intimate contact with me, which, however, does not need many words. It just needs an utterly receptive heart for me. In prayer, the door of your heart should be wide open so that I can enter it myself and permeate you with light and grace. Hence you have to be with me in thought with all your love. Your heart has to be completely devoid of all other thoughts, and then you should enter into a silent dialogue with me and entrust all your cares and wishes to me, or, if you don't come to me with worries, you should assure me of your love, and for this you truly need no prayer events, no organized campaigns, no mass prayers, unless a special request causes several people to ask for my help together. But even then it should take place silently and inwardly, for every external expression disturbs the inner contact, and the person will be unable to turn inwards such as to completely feel my presence. Time and again I have to draw your attention to the fact that your customary prayers will not achieve much with me, because I only take notice of the feelings in your heart and not the words voiced by your mouth, regardless how many people participate in such prayer. This will always be apparent to me, because it merely demonstrates your lack of sincerity to speak with your eternal Father, and because you even expect help from such prayers which, however, you will never receive, and thus you will start to doubt the love and might of a God again when you don't feel any help. You can achieve so much with a silent and sincere prayer arising from your heart, because I will never fail to hear it but rather take pleasure in it and will always be ready to respond and prove to you that the Father's love and might wants to make you happy. You cannot show your intimate dedication to me better than by your heart's silent dialogue with me, for you are unable to do this thoughtlessly, as a mere formality. And then every word you say to me will sound childlike and trusting. You will, in truth, establish a child's relationship with its father, and the child will achieve everything, because the father's love does not deny itself and constantly wants to please the child. But as long as people believe that their formal prayers will persuade me to help them, they will have little success, and therefore, time and again, also doubt a God who, in his love, is always ready and, by virtue of his power, able to help. This faith, however, is a prerequisite for me in pouring out the abundance of my grace over all people, and this faith also requires a living union with me which will only ever be entered into by love, and therefore a loving person will achieve everything with me. Amen.